Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk about the week in politics. Margaret Brennan is joining us of CBS's Face the Nation. And some big action from President Biden on guns, which is something he did run on and something people were expecting him to do. Some of this is executive order. Some of it he's expecting Congress to act on. How does it look?
Well, executive orders are what presidents do when they basically read the writing on the wall and know that they can't get major legislation through. Major legislation like what President Biden ran on during his campaign, what he is announcing. Are some actions to sort of tighten restrictions, do things. He highlighted two issues in particular that trouble him deeply. One, he wants to make it easier for states to enact so-called red flag laws that would allow a loved one or a friend to flag mental health concerns about someone who owns a gun who might harm themselves or others and therefore have the authority step in to remove that weapon. Also talked about things like ghost guns, which is basically you can assemble it online and bypass any kind of background check to obtain that weapon. The criticism is always that tightening these restrictions doesn't prevent the next killing or would it have stopped the last one. But for the White House and many Democrats, they say these are necessary changes. And why make it that easy for people to obtain weapons, particularly those that have been used in recent shootings where it has been shown that mental health was a serious and overlooked risk?
The case against Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, we continue to hear more about it. How is this resonating on Capitol Hill? Does he have people rallying to his defense?
Not a lot of vocal defenders of Matt Gaetz, I will say. This story is developing. We're all watching it play out, the federal investigation that really seems to have consumed some close associates of Congressman Gaetz, who he himself denies any kind of wrongdoing, particularly related to this Justice Department sex trafficking investigation. But he is losing more aides from his office. His communications director resigned, and then a second aide abruptly quit this week. So it does show that there is a significant amount of pressure on the office at a bare minimum, but he is defiant, and he says he won't resign, even though fellow Republican Representative Kinzinger of Illinois has called for Matt Gaetz to resign. We also have Congresswoman Liz Cheney on the program this Sunday, and the two of them, there is no love lost.
President Biden has made an appointment to head the GSA, the General Services Administration, and its former Missouri Secretary of State, Robin Carnahan. It's probably an office people don't think much about, except in the last administration when Emily Murphy, who was Trump's appointee, didn't want to leave, I guess, when people were like, you need to go. She was also from St. Louis. So we, interestingly, have two St. Louisans in a row heading up that office. How important is the GSA?
It is because of some of the reasons you just mentioned there. You know, people often don't know about some of the administrative roles that are so key, such as the General Services Administration Agency, which is an independent one, but helps basically support some of the functioning of federal agencies. So it is very key. And as we discovered at that key moment in the Trump administration, can be decisive.
Senator Joe Manchin talking about bipartisanship and saying that the events of January 6th really changed him and that he doesn't feel that the two sides should be going to war with each other. And just wondering how that's playing among his colleagues.
Well, Joe Manchin is in this very unique and powerful position because he represents a ruby red state, West Virginia, but he is a Democrat. So he's constantly straddling that line. He is right walking on both sides of it at all times. And so that is why the White House needs him if they are going to try to push through another major relief bill, like they're talking about doing with this infrastructure bill along party lines, using something called budget reconciliation once again, which would not be bipartisan, which would instead push it through with all 50 Democrats voting for it and Vice President Harris being the deciding vote. So that's why Joe Manchin's vote would be key here. When he is saying things like bipartisanship, it's sort of addressing that he doesn't necessarily always want to be the man in the spotlight, though he is, as that 50th vote for Democrats. Trying to get things through on a bipartisan basis is what Joe Biden ran on and promised he would do as president. He's sort of in this conflict with the argument made by his own administration that it is just so emergency and so necessary to get these packages through that it is worth pushing it through along individual party lines.
Margaret Brennan is the host of CBS's Face the Nation, joining us here on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.